Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Public Service Commission, reminding you to call or click 3 working days before you dig. Dial 811 and use caution while digging.
I'm Jason Taylor. Independence Police near Kansas City are investigating a shooting that killed one person and left another with minor injuries. Accused shooter 27-year-old Michael Dumas was out of jail on bond on a previous murder second-degree charge. A Columbia woman in mid-Missouri was arrested this weekend for allegedly shooting her significant other. 36-year-old Tiffany Fountain was taken into custody after a victim was found sitting in a truck with a bullet wound to the chest. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt made 2 national TV appearances yesterday on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures and ABC's This Week. On Fox News, he warned House Democrats that President Trump would engage in verbal warfare against investigations of his administration, in a sharp contrast to previous presidents.
Probably the best thing Democrats could do in the House would be legislate rather than investigate. But if they investigate, they're going to have an active participant talking about how those investigations are being conducted in the White House, and that participant's going to be the President of the United States.
Democrats gained control of the House in this month's election, while Republicans increased their majority in the Senate. Finalists are being interviewed today for a top Missouri education spot. Alisa Nelson reports.
The Missouri Board of Education is interviewing the 4 finalists today for the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner job. The identities of the candidates are unknown. In September, the board launched its search for the new education chief. At the time, President Charlie Shields said the hope is to have a commissioner start in January. December 1st will mark 1 year since the firing of Margie Van Deven as education commissioner. Roger Dorsen has been serving at the helm since then and has said he will serve as long as he's needed. 5 previous board members were appointed by former Governor Eric Greitens with the intention of firing Van Deven. Those members are no longer serving.
The city of Independence near Kansas City will soon begin shutting off utilities for thousands of customers. The city says it's owed more than $10 million, and customers behind on their payments have skyrocketed to 18,000 in the past year. The American Legion's national commander spoke to a packed house at Jefferson City Post 5 last week, outlining national issues facing veterans and meeting with local members. Post 5 Commander Jim Rosenberg praises National Commander Brett Rystad for visiting Jefferson City.
I've talked to a few people about him. Everything is positive. Commander is a good person, best man for the job, and we are really super proud to have him here.
The Jefferson City Post has 1,349 members, making it Missouri's second largest Legion post behind Independence. Rosenberg also notes Jefferson City has the largest Legion Riders chapter in the state. Cruise Dog Park in Springfield celebrated its 10th anniversary over the weekend. KOLR-TV reports the park has 900 active members who pay $25 annual fees and provide proof of dog vaccinations. This is Missouri Net.